Do you lie awake at night pondering life's big questions? Is there a God? What is the meaning of life? How would one do an hour-long sports show without ever actually talking about sport? If yes, we can help you answer 33% of these pressing questions. All you have to do is check out The Starting Block on tavshow.com, Periscope, Stream Me, or YouTube, Wednesday mornings at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also download the podcast on iTunes just by searching for The Starting Block in the store or at thestartingblock.podbean.com. Or if you're really desperate for answers, why not check us out on Twitter at The Starting Block. No K at the end, don't forget to drop that K. Enlightenment is now only a click away.
Public Radio's loss is tavshow.com's gain. You're listening to The Starting Block.
Hey, welcome to The Starting Block for another week. You've got myself, Greeno, and joined by a man who's also banned from using any reference to the New South Wales Blues, my co-captain, Damo. How are we, sir?
Good, Greeno. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys and girls out there on board the listenership. And as always, Greeno, the blockheads.
In the millions.
Tuning in right around the world. We're doing... The show's called Guinea Pigs.
Yeah.
So should we just open the kimono straight out of the block?
Quick kimono pull.
Okay. Greeno has always been one to, how can I put this, attack me viciously as a person. Mm. Whenever I announce any kind of changes to the studio layout or software or hardware that I'm bringing into this little operation we call the Boogie Bumper Studios here.
Secondary kimono pull to the kimono pull. We're doing double kimono pull.
Double kimono pull.
Reason I object is because you always do it before our show.
Yes.
And it always fucks up.
Well, because this is the guinea, this has been allocated the guinea pig program.
The test, yeah.
The test program.
Because it's not a real show.
Well, you're a brave man, though. See, you're the test pilot.
Yeah.
See.
I don't think I want that role.
The test pilot is always the one who gets in the plane, doesn't even know if it's going to get off the ground. It might end in fiery death for you tonight.
Is this screw meant to be here?
Is it supposed to be anywhere?
Yeah. What's that smell?
Why is there a cat in the cabin?
Yeah.
Nobody knows the answers to these questions. It's the job of the test pilot to go out and make those determinations.
Yep.
So you are, in fact, one of the bravest men in broadcasting, Greeno, if I do say so myself.
Bold call, but, you know, probably right.
Well, I would be the second bravest because I'm announcing you as the bravest, because that's how brave I am.
To be with.
To be, no, but to be naming you as the bravest is a particularly brave thing to do. I've actually now just surpassed you in the bravery ranks.
Yeah.
So there you go.
There you go.
Now I'm the bravest guy.
You're the bravest.
Yeah.
So we have
restructured the audio mapping in this studio. So instead of all the audio flowing one way through mixers and compressors and sound gates and stuff, it's all going backwards now.
Yeah.
Just to see if we can have a little bit more finite control over things. Because
whacking this bad boy in reverse.
That's right. Beep, beep, because beep, I'm so anal retentive, if I think that I can squeeze an extra 0.1% of quality out of anything in this studio, I will tear the whole fucking thing apart in order to try.
Yeah.
To try. So I may have to take it all, change it all back.
For next week.
But yep. I just want to let you know if there's any clipping or anything like that. It is a work in progress.
Yep.
So I'm putting it out there straight off the bat. This could be a horrible, horrible recording. It could be great.
Could be great. Is this now next tier narcissism?
Yes.
Not narcissism. Narcissism.
I like that. The narcissism. That's what we'll call this studio.
The studio. The narcissism. For the simple fact, now we're not just talking about our own show. We're talking about the behind the scenes of studio equipment and rewiring
Of
said show.
That's right.
To take up space on our show.
Because that's how much we care, Greeno.
True.
That's how dedicated we are.
All right. We need to get the important issues to hand.
Okay. What do you got?
Because week four now of the Fergo and League Freak Love Fest, back and forth with the block.
Yes.
It's week four, and this thing is going gangbusters.
Sure.
And if I'm going to put the kudos anywhere,
yes,
I'm going to put it on their show.
Okay.
And say, look, this thing is only working because of the quality work they're putting out there over at the Fergo and Lee Freak podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
Without them, this back and forth...
It wouldn't exist.
It's like playing a table tennis game against the actual table.
That's against the wall, like Forrest Gump.
Against the wall, like Forrest Gump. That's effectively what this love fest would happen without the great enthusiasm and the quality promotion that the Fergo and League Freak podcast is having.
That's right.
Now, we need to cover off a few points.
Okay, what do you got?
last week we made the point on our show that we probably need to hire someone to listen to their show.
Correct.
To cover how many minutes they talk about us.
Yes.
So we could make sure we're doing an appropriate response in kind.
Yeah. Like, I want a minute per minute comparison here.
Yeah. Now, so our goal is to hire someone. Now, unfortunately, the paperwork's still sitting on Dorothy Boyd's desk.
Really?
Still.
That's unfortunate.
So there's a few things happening there. There's like a few other hirings that have occurred throughout the week that, you know, they end up, for some reason, were put ahead in priority.
I don't
reckon that's a prioritization. I think that's just a misorganization issue there from Dorothy.
Correct.
So the boys over there at the Fergo and League Fruit podcast, always one step ahead.
Mm-hmm.
They did their own.
Really?
They got someone else to listen to their show to put together the stats to show how long they talked about our show.
That's incredible.
So here's some stats. And this was from the NRL Roast.
Okay.
That's who they've got on board. Some stats. 12 seconds into their podcast before the first mention of the block.
Really?
That then continued for the next 6 minutes and 28 seconds of nonstop block chat.
Yes.
And then to even tip that over, their first guest spent the first couple of minutes talking about the show and also was watching the block whilst waiting to go on air.
Is that right?
Yeah. So another tip of the hat to Matt Attard.
See, this is going to be an incredibly difficult target to breach, but we think we've found a way.
We think we have.
We think we've found a way to escalate this situation.
Yeah. Show the appropriate homage.
Yeah.
If you will.
Show our undying devotion and appreciation, I think, would be a fair thing to say, wouldn't it?
100%.
Yeah.
So, BE got in touch with us a little bit earlier today and said, look, what's going on with next week? You know, it's Origin. You know, this show happens to coincide with when Origin is on.
Yep.
What's happening? And we're like, well, look, we'll reveal all on air. Now, we had a discussion earlier in the week and said, look, the Origin is kind of, that's peak footy time, right? You're talking grand final?
Well, it's bigger than international footy.
Definitely.
Nobody cares about the World Cup.
No.
Nobody cares about, you know, England versus New Zealand.
No.
Couldn't care less.
You got Grand Final and you've got State of Origin.
I think State of Origin is above Grand Final.
In potentially opposite order.
Yep.
So we feel that's the pinnacle of footy, right?
Yes.
And if I'm thinking pinnacle of footy, the first thing I think of, Fergo on League Free Podcast.
Of course. This is the summit.
This is the peak.
It doesn't get any better than this, Greeno.
So my theory is that period of time, whether it be their podcast, whether it be their Twitter, whether it be a live stream, I don't know what the boys have got in store.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. It's all behind. It's hush. It's hush-hush. It's high security. It's like trying to get into a casino vault.
Yeah.
Trying to find out what the boys have got planned for Origin night.
That's right.
But all I know is
we're just like Brad Pitt and George Clooney hiring a mute and a Chinese acrobat trying to figure out how to get in.
To find out
what the hot goss is, Greeno. The hot goss off the press of on the boys Fergo and the League Origin. Freak.
So we feel the only appropriate homage is to open the gate and walk away.
Walk away. Step away from the table.
So next week, in order for all possible eyes, so all
possible ears.
All possible ears, eyes, noses, whatever. Smell them.
Yep.
They're delicious.
Yep.
We feel that we can't put a show on next week.
No.
Because I want all blockheads to be focusing on what's happening
at Fergo and the League Freak.
At Fergo and the League Freak.
Yep.
During that hour, the hour of Origin.
We don't normally direct audiences to other podcasts way because this is...
We sure as shit don't take weeks off just so they can listen to another podcast.
No, that's right. This is Narcissism Central, as we've established. This is the most narcissistic, irrelevant, pointless, inverted broadcast of all time.
100%.
So we are actually taking a big chunk out of our mission statement here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is more profound than just having a week off. We're not having a week off, Greeno.
No.
We'll be monitoring.
My eyes, ears, nose, mouth, all five senses
will be focused on Fergo and the League Freak.
I've got a sixth sense.
I'm not even going to watch the football.
My sixth sense will be on their podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we are actually degrading our soul here in order to do this.
Yeah.
So it's a massive step. It's a monumental step. It would be like, just imagine if Fergo and the League Freak didn't talk about rugby league for a whole show.
Yeah.
That's the equivalent of what
we're
talking about.
That's the equivalent. Or if they didn't talk about our show.
Well, that would be almost cause for war.
Throw it off
at that point.
Don't
forget revenue costs. The owner and CEO of TAVshow.com, Greeno, James R., is in the chat saying, what about revenue costs?
Yeah. Look, I think the loss of income from ours replicated by the redirecting.
Correct.
I think you'll be covered. You're probably going to come out on top
of
that.
We'll have to bring on another sponsor. Can we bring on Fergo and the League Freak to be a sponsor?
To be a sponsor of our show. Well,
Here's some other exciting news.
Yeah.
People last week said, what happened to Don Camara?
Yes, Don Camara didn't get played.
Don, under strict direction, said, look, I don't want my ad played last week.
Really?
I want that 38 seconds to be dedicated to Fergo and League Friend.
Really?
Podcast. Yeah. So, tip of the hat to Don.
Oh, yeah, well
done. For understanding the greater good, sacrificing his advertising.
He's a team player.
For what is, you know, in reality.
And tip of the hat to the owner and CEO of TAVshow.com, Greeno, James R., who by allowing us to not play the Don Camara ad, and this is the first time he's actually heard of, like, the reasoning behind not playing Don Camara's commercial, has foregone six figures for that one play.
One play.
On this show.
Correct.
Yep.
A couple of other
quick
things.
He said, that's all right. I'll go without pistachio nuts this week.
That's fine.
I'll go without it.
He'll sacrifice.
Yeah. Because he's on board with this escalation theory with the Fergo and the League Freak.
Exactly. Another quick thing where I think something might – the ball might have gone into our court in one particular scenario.
What
so,
have you got?
Fergo or Fergo and the League Freak.
Yes.
He also does a spot on another podcast.
Does he?
And in that podcast, he also referenced our show.
Did he really?
Now – to a bit of a, you know.
So he's expanding the blast radius.
Yeah, so not just on their podcast.
His own show.
On the other podcast that he's a guest on.
Really?
Now, this is where it comes advantage Damo.
Okay.
Because you're on 400 different podcasts a
That's
week.
That's right.
So in this scenario.
That's right.
I think it's only appropriate to return in kind.
On all of them.
On all of them.
On all of the shows.
On all of your 400 weekly podcasts.
Okay.
I want to see a shout out.
I'll make some kind of reference to Fergo and the League
Freak. It can be subtle. It can be not. It doesn't matter. It can be a banner. It can be a vuvuzela. I don't care what it is.
Here's a fun game for the people who have been hired by Fergo and the League Freak to listen to their show. Listen to all of the shows that I do for the next week and count the seconds, because I'm going to be very sneaky. I'm going to slip it in there when you
subliminal.
Least expect it.
Subliminal
advertising. That's right. There's going to be tiny little messages here and there left, like little breadcrumbs, Greeno, across the trail.
Yeah.
Of what is, you know, the boogie bumper ensemble of podcasts.
Yeah.
So.
We're now a quarter of the way into our show. We probably should get on with it.
We can waste time.
Jeez.
We can waste time like
anyone else.
But we weren't wasting time when we were talking about Fergo and the League Freak.
Of course not.
No, that's the only thing that we do on this show that isn't wasting time.
No, that's quality.
Everything else is building up to that.
Mm.
Yep.
100%.
Yep.
All right, Stephen's poll.
What's he got?
We need to work on these levels over here,
yeah,
by the way.
That's all right.
A bit of crackling happening.
Yeah, I know.
Official starting block poll for the episode Block Live 95. Given the revelations of the Dutch rudder, how many bro code rules does it violate?
Okay.
24% voted for every one of them.
Yes.
14% voted for no eye contact.
No eye contact.
No eye contact
right.
when doing Dutch rudders.
Yep.
24% said no sword fighting. Well, that's the point of the Dutch rudder.
That's right.
There is no it's not gay. No sword fights.
It's about as close to gay as you can get without actually crossing over and being gay.
Not according to the pollsters. 38% said it's gay as fuck.
Really?
So.
Well, what the fuck do they know, though, to be honest?
The winner of this was.
What the fuck do they know about being gay?
Ooh, this is a quality poll this week.
Yeah.
21 votes. Gay as fuck. All right.
Okay.
Now, what was done there? Mm. So this ended up being a poll off, right?
A poll off.
Because Stefan.
Much like a Dutch rudder, Greeno.
Very much like a Dutch rudder. So Stefan decided to request the services of Kimmy.
Yes.
And say, look, I need you to also do a poll.
Right.
To improve. So Stefan asked her to play around with his poll. So poll for 95 version 1.2.
Mm.
How can the host of the starting block and the host of Fergo and League Freak best show their undying love for one another?
That's a good question.
7% voted for retweets.
Yep.
19% for song dedications.
Really?
26% voted for double Dutch rudder.
Double Dutch rudder.
So that's a four-man Dutch rudder.
I don't know if I want to be in there.
I don't know if I want to work on those physics, but we'll get there. But the obviously the winner was who the fuck are these people?
Sure.
48%. Now, what I found amusing is our official pollster got 21 votes.
Yes.
And Kimmy... 27 votes.
Right.
So the non-pollster got more outcomes of the poll than the official pollster.
Is that right?
Mm.
So should we now hire Kimmy as the official pollster and relegate Stefan to the help?
To be the reminder.
He should be the help.
Maybe. No. We got anything from Granny Sears this week?
Yeah, we do. Do you want to hear from Granny
Sears?
Let's
do Granny Sears and then we'll go to a break.
Okay, let's have a look.
Well, hey, children. My big old shadowy structure. You ain't no child. Neither you, you rock hard by. But I heard, Grandma heard through the grapevine, and we got two new auditions. Virgo and the Freak. Now you're talking grandma's language. Yes, Lord. Anyhow, I heard they know all kinds of stuff about rugby. Like Brad Everly. And they're quite the team. Oh, they could be quite the team. Team Grandma Sears. Teach me those moves in bed, boys. I'll show you what's up.
Friend and foe alike, join me, Varun Prasad, every week on the Common Discourse Weekly Roundup podcast. You can follow the show on @TCDTweet on Twitter and Periscope. Subscribe to the show on YouTube, StreamMe, iTunes, or your preferred podcast platform. If you like what you hear, or you would like to express your raging discontent, please consider leaving us a review. The Common Discourse, independent political opinion, thought, and analysis for the people, by the people.
Excuse me, sir. What? Coffee, tea, chemotherapy?
No, thanks. Maybe later. Hi, I'm a smoker, and while most airlines are turning away my business, I'm glad there's a new alternative for people like me.
In the event your cigarettes go out, a plastic mask will drop down, dispensing exhaust fumes directly from our engines. Strap it around your face and inhale normally.
Ah, that's good. So listen, if you like to smoke and you gotta fly, go with the airline that's like an ashtray in the sky.
We put the tar in torment. We put our heart in your heart attack. It's no joke when you're going off.
Your local cardiologist for details.
Hi, Gordon. What you been up to?
Big thanks, Fred. I'm a full-time student at bartending college.
Wow. I never had time for a formal education.
Well, I decided to make time, but it's not easy. Bartending college is a 4-week course.
Gee, how far along are you?
Well, let's see. This is Tuesday, the third week. Hey, I'm a junior, and I'm late for a daiquiri lecture. Why don't you join me?
Why not?
Bartending college.
You've already spent enough time on the other side of the bar to qualify for enrollment.
Bartending college.
We'll teach you everything you need to know. You'll get a starter set of bartenders' jokes like...
So I said to the guy, you can stay, but the cow's gotta go.
Bartending college.
You'll learn how to roll drunks, water the liquor, and skim the cash register. And remember, as the bartender, you drink for free.
Free.
Last call for integrity.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, a long-haired young person came into our bank and said to me, I bet you won't lend me money to buy an electric guitar. Well, he was making $100 a week, and he was over 18, and I said, I bet you I will lend you money to buy an electric guitar. And I did. So what happens? The punk gets busted for possession of dangerous drugs, and we're out $350. There's one thing about kids nowadays. You don't have to give them credit.
Universal Bank. We trust you. About as far as we can throw you. The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Now with less than 3% sport content, it's The Starting Block on TAVShow.com.
And welcome back to The Block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us, there's a couple of ways you can do it, Greeno. Number one would be the little blue bird at The Starting Block. One word, drop the K at the end. Also, you can find us on iTunes and Podbean at The Starting Block Greeno. Also on Periscope Live every week, except Origin Week, because we're getting right the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
So Fergo and the League Freak can do their thing. So you can get your freak on.
100%.
Do you like that?
I do like that.
Do you see what I did there?
What do you think of Granny Sears? Obviously a good tribute there.
So, yeah, Granny Sears, another reference to Fergo and the League Freak. Squeezed in.
That's now, so they had Matt Adhard as their guest do the reference to our show.
That's right.
We brought the international guest in.
That's right. We've got people in the United States talking about Fergo and the fucking freak.
Fergo and the freak plugs.
How the fuck do you like those apples? Huh?
22 minutes in the show, yeah. We've talked about his going freak.
And don't forget.
Double Dutch rudder.
That's right.
That's all we've got.
And don't forget, besides all of those ways, Greeno, besides all of those metrics, all of those potential points to interact with us here on the block, you can also find us live and exclusive, Greeno, at tavshow.com.
I believe James got in touch with us during the break.
He did, yeah.
And said, look, if he wants to see an approved ad from the Fergie and Lee Free to play,
yep.
So he can obviously incorporate that into the revenue budget for the block.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Forecasting, if you
will.
Well,
you know, but that's really Dorothy Boyd's wheelhouse, isn't it?
Yeah, she should be on that.
She should be on that.
Don't we have a marketing department that takes care of this shit? We can't do it all.
We can't do everything.
This show doesn't prepare itself. I know.
Where do you think we find the 14 minutes per week to squeeze in to the preparation of this show?
Yeah.
And then the 56 minutes on air live that we do pre-show
in
order to come up with the 4 minutes of gold that we do each and every week.
4 minutes is a bit optimistic.
Yeah, it is.
Periscope a week late.
Last
week, Kimmy was thinking, she's thinking outside, she's thinking ahead.
Good.
Because she's of the opinion that this Fergo League Free Love Fest
is
just a way for them to win the Unity Award for the year.
Really?
Now, if there's an early favourite, if we're going to lock someone in.
It's going to be them.
They're pretty fucking short odds.
They're doing pretty well,
aren't
they?
They're doing well. Kimmy also pointed out because obviously she's now on board as an employee. BE's on board. Yep. Who else we got? I've got Stefan on board.
Grandma Sears.
Grandma Sears. Nana Sears as well.
Can I just point out, too, there was no, we didn't direct Grandma Sears to make that video.
Oh, no. Why would we do that?
Grandma Sears drops a video hot and fresh into my inbox every single week, and she thoroughly enjoys it too, by the way.
Not the kind of lady who takes direction well.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
A hot, wet message in my inbox every single week without fail.
Yeah.
And that was purely off the top of Grandma Sears' head there.
Yeah.
She was inspired, I think, to make that reference to Fergie on the League Freak.
Kimmy pointed out, pretty soon all your viewers will also be your employees. You got to remember, Kimmy, we've only got six, so we've pretty much covered everyone.
Everyone's got two jobs.
Yeah, pretty much. We're almost doubling up on work at the moment. BE's already got two jobs.
That's right.
He's doing live Periscope reminders to remind Kimmy, to remind Stefan to do a poll. It's all happening.
Now, did Kimmy win the Unity Award last year?
She won the Power Rankings.
The Power Rankings.
Yeah.
So she's also employed as the Power Rankings ambassador.
Correct.
For the show.
Well,
even though the Power Rankings are now defunct, it's like if you win Miss Universe, Greeno, you spend the next year as Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Like, you don't just win on the night and then it's over.
No.
So she's now representing the Power Rankings for the following 12 months,
100%,
even though the Power Rankings won't be done again.
No. Yeah, she still holds the title.
That's
reigning,
right.
Reigning Power Rankings champion. BE pointed out he makes his own hummus.
Does he really?
So when you come into the studio, how many days till BE is... I was waiting for Sinsoak to write something
Did we get a picture this week?
I don't think we did.
No, we didn't get a picture.
I think we're down to
like
206,
203?
Maybe. 203 maybe days till BE. Either way, it's in the two. We get almost down to the under 200.
Yeah.
I can sense it.
We're getting close now, aren't we? And this is also show, I think, 96 or 97?
Yeah, because last week was 95.
Yep.
So only a couple of
96 away. Of the rebirth of the block, because we did probably 200 before, and then I went on hiatus for about 12 months. Was it about 12 months?
I pumped out, about 18 months. So I pumped out another 60-odd shows myself.
Yep, solo. Yep. And then since we come back,
we're
now up to episode 96.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. BE, bring some hummus on your way down. Dr. Waddell said, have you seen the 9-year-old tranny that scopes?
I haven't, no.
No.
And I hope I don't.
I probably won't be searching for that
one. I hope I skip past that.
I'll try and search for that on my work computer, see how that goes down. Bad enough with the shit BE censoring.
Oh, BE's. See, there's a lot of... Can we just address the chat, Greeno?
Yeah.
I think we have to address the chat.
Is this going to impact my ability to do Periscope a week late, though?
Possibly, because I think we need to nip this in the bud. There's a lot of debate happening around the Unity Award, Greeno.
Mm.
First of all, Kimmy says, what? I thought the Power Rankings were forever, not for 12 months. So that's... I think she's correct there, because I think we said you'll always be number one on the 2018 edition of the Power Rankings.
Yeah. And the fact that we've made it defunct technically means she's the perpetual.
Yes, forever.
Forever.
To which Sinsoak replied, fuck your Power Rankings.
Yeah.
It was a three-way tie. It's still a sore subject for me.
Yeah.
And BE said he won the Unity Award with the AI dildo stall. That's true.
Well, hang on, that can't be the case, because the Power Rankings restart the day after Unity Day.
Ah.
So
but did we already pencil him in as the winner after that?
I think we penciled him in as an early favourite.
Early favourite.
Because we just thought the unity he brought together with the AI dildo stand would transcend on.
Right.
But he's taken on different responsibilities this year.
I see.
Like doing reminders for reminders.
Okay, gotcha.
you know, priorities.
This fucking show's a train wreck. What is the point of this show?
I don't think we worked it out yet.
It's just one perpetual in-joke. And it's not a good idea to have an in-joke with an audience of 10 people.
No, and it's not even funny.
Because new people come in and they go, like, what the hell are these idiots talking about? Yeah. Why am I wasting my time here?
That's why I've only got 6 listeners.
Where else would you waste your time, to be honest?
Exactly.
Yeah.
BE said he sends his reports in Monday, and he reckons that the reason you keep on doubling up on stories is because he sends reports in Monday, you do a show Tuesday.
Ah, no, see, that's where you're wrong, BE. I don't read your messages. So that's an easy explanation.
Quick mono, Paul.
If I see BE's name pop up in the messages, I just skip right past it.
Quick mono, Paul. You said to me in the ad break going, hey, did BE not send a report this week? I'm like, dude, it's in the inbox.
Yeah, I didn't know. During the break, I'm like, didn't we get an Earth report? What the fuck is going on? Why didn't we get an Earth report?
BE never misses an Earth report.
Never missed.
Reed Dutch Rudder, Kimmy said, this is what I, of all people, should have known.
Yes.
Well, yeah, because it's smart.
Ah, yeah, of course.
Smart client. If anyone I think knows a smutty reference, I assumed it was going to be Kimmy.
Exactly.
And Ernie Banks said, I missed about 1/5 of Greeno's words.
There you go.
You're not missing much.
No.
All right, Ernie.
No.
They're all fucking wasteful words anyway.
Low quality.
Low quality.
Very low quality stuff.
Here's a fun thing we've been doing, and for some reason it's gone crazy. We've got up to our 700th follower on the block.
Really?
Now, remember how it used to, when getting up to 500 took me forever.
That's right.
And the 200 since, much thanks to Kimmy and the rest of our fantastic followers.
Yes, for sharing, spreading the word.
Have suddenly got us up to 700. And as always, we give a shout out to our every 100th follower.
Every 100th,
So, at have quadruple 7, also goes with the title Patriot. Thanks for coming on board.
There you go.
There's your shout out.
We'll never listen to the show.
Never listen to the show at
all. We'll never engage with anything you do on Twitter.
I don't really do much quality stuff on
Twitter. Just a sympathetic follow and then see you later.
See you later.
Muted.
And then mute my words.
Mute.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah. 100%. What are we at? Half an hour in.
Really?
What are we going to do?
God.
Do we want to do the voice thing?
Yeah, let's do the voice thing.
All right. So I came across this the other day. Damo, you're a big fan of reality TV.
How could you tell? How did you know?
Big fan. I know one of your favourites is The Voice. You love some fucking karaoke singers getting up there and making people turn chairs.
To be fair, all jokes aside, of all the reality TV shows, that's probably the only one that, like, I can actually sit down and watch. And it's only that first part where they're doing the audition to see if people turn around and stuff. After that, I lose interest very quickly. I couldn't care less.
Sorry, can I just address something in the chat?
Absolutely.
Since I just pointed out, he goes, my Twitter's weird because all I do is talk about sport.
Oh, really?
When we host a sports show.
And he doesn't talk about it.
We forget to talk about sport. Now,
that's right.
My theory is if I talk this bullshit on Twitter, zero followers.
Zero.
So I better talk about something. I talk about sport.
That's right.
Yeah.
Job well done.
Yeah. So The Voice this week, we saw, if we're going to name out probably one of our favourite bands of all time, it'll be none other than Rage Against the Machine, correct?
Rage Against the Machine.
Saw them live, idolised them as we were growing up through our youth and into our 20s.
Correct.
And lo and behold, you had someone come on and do a bit of Rage Against the Machine. So let's check out how the young man performed.
Okay, so you want to do the Rage Against the Machine first?
First, yep.
Okay. Let me throw that up.
Let's throw that up and see kind of a bit of performance here of Rage Against Machine.
I wonder if we'll get kicked off Periscope for this.
Like it's a YouTube clip?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
No, because it's The Voice. That's the lovely Delta Goodrum.
Sighing in advance.
Oh, yeah! Killing in the name of...
Can I just say, it looks like he's trying to do an impression of Zach De La Rocca.
Yeah.
Like even the movements, the way he's holding the mic, everything, the hair. Look at the fucking hair grip.
Intentionally went out, got a perm in advance.
Exactly.
To get the flow looking.
I mean, it's not really singing what Zach does.
No, it's screaming your balls off into a microphone.
Screaming your tits off into a mic.
Which, look, it's an admirable attempt, if you will.
Sure, sure. But I mean, it's not a technically difficult song to perform for a singer, is it?
How many people have turned around thus far? Three?
Two. Yeah. Three. I mean, what the fuck is Delta Goodrum going to teach this guy? What the fuck is Kelly Rowland? Like, none of these judges on this panel. That's the funniest thing for me. None of the judges on this panel, Greener. So you've got Guy Sebastian.
Yeah.
The clean-cut gay guy who sings in a high-pitched voice.
Not gay. Oh, no, you're talking about Boy George.
No, isn't Guy Sebastian gay as well? No.
No.
I don't know. I lose track. There's so many gay guys in this show.
Knee-deep in pussy.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Fair enough. Flange, Greener. Yeah. Clunge.
Yeah.
So you've got Boy George,
yeah,
who's was a star in the 1980s, I mm-hmm. think.
Hasn't had a hit in four decades.
Yeah. You've got Delta Goodrum, who, lovely as she is.
Oh, the lovely Delta.
The lovely Delta.
Her innocent eyes.
And the world's longest neck.
Yeah.
She plays piano and sings.
Sings ballads.
Very soft, ballady kind of songs.
Hasn't had a hit since 1999.
Right. Kelly Rowland, who was in...
Destiny's Child.
She was the one that left Destiny's Child.
Yeah, though. She's still just trailing on Beyonce's coattails.
Okay. And you've got Guy Sebastian.
Yeah.
So what... On what planet can any of these people offer any advice to a guy like this?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell are they supposed to tell him? You keep screaming.
Yeah.
Okay, good job.
100%.
Keep doing it.
All right. So there's him.
Yeah.
Now, that bit. Can you get back? No, that's terrible.
Do you want to go back?
That little scream, the end, is what disturbed me.
Weak sauce.
That's very weak sauce.
Very weak sauce.
Is how Zach does it.
That's right.
Pumps it out.
Correct.
Now, for those, I looked at that guy. I'm like, why does he look familiar?
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, I'm like, that's fucking Mr. Australian Idol Lee Harding himself.
Right.
And for the non-Australian Idol fans out there, which is pretty much the six people in the chat.
Everybody. Yes.
Here's what that dude did after Australian Idol.
When after Australia Idol?
This was straight after Australian Idol. This is the single he released after Australian Idol.
So wait, this was the blind audition. So this was 2019. So when is this other clip from?
This is from Australian Idol in like 2004.
2004?
Something like
okay,
that.
Okay, so you have to explain that. Otherwise, the story doesn't make any fucking sense whatsoever.
I said, how does it not make sense? I said he was on Australian Idol previously, and yeah, this is the song he released.
And now he's on Australian Idol again.
Now he's on
The Voice.
Yeah.
Right, okay, now he's on The Voice. So he was on Australian Idol back when? Okay, it doesn't say.
Yeah.
So he actually put this out on Lee Harding Vivo yesterday. He just released this song, like, hey, remember me?
Remember me. This is what I used to do.
So this is what he was back in the day. Let's have a look.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Just too hot for me. I fucking hate girlfriend punk. Seriously, it's my most hated genre. She's so hot, yeah. Oh God!
That's enough of that. So good to see him getting another chance at
another shot at stardom.
Another shot at stardom
because it didn't work out for him doing the fucking "I Love My Girlfriend" punk songs.
No, not at all.
He's back for another slice of the pie.
Yeah,
singing a song that was popular almost 25 years ago.
Yeah, 100%. Well done.
Well done, Lee. Oh, God.
There we go. All right, so good news. I don't know whether this is good news or bad news for James.
Okay, what do you got?
Because we've had to get someone else on board.
Yep.
On the payroll.
Another
one on the payroll.
Jesus.
Now, Troy Martin, who we mentioned last week, was already, he was doing Crazy Uncle Jerry DePoto research.
That's right, yes.
He got in touch during the week. He's like, look, listen back to the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Think I may have found an error in your math.
Really?
Now, I'm an accountant, so this concerned me.
Okay.
Apparently, I was talking about the stone dude
yes.
who I gave $102 to for an $82 bill.
Right.
Apparently, I said he had to give me $30 back.
Really?
Instead of $20.
Okay.
Now, I went back and listened, though.
Yep.
I think I said $20.
Really?
So I think I need to sack Troy.
Sack Troy.
Before we've even employed him.
And get somebody else in.
To do the quality control.
Quality control.
In case I fuck up math.
See, isn't the irony here, though, that you hired somebody, you know, by proxy to do quality control, so you didn't do quality control in your hiring of the quality controller?
I hired him before I checked to see if his criticism
See, but that's
valid.
Not very good quality control, Greener.
That's not. We should get Troy on board to do quality control.
Yes.
Troy, yes. You're employed again, son.
Yep.
Thanks.
Congratulations. You're rehired.
You're rehired. Thanks for tuning in.
Excellent.
Earth Report time, man.
Earth Report.
Earth. Wind. Water. Heart. Go planet.
Okay.
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
All right. The first story, Greeno. Cock cushion. A charity shop in England has rejected a woman's kind donation of a blue and white floral cushion because it displayed hidden profanities, Greeno. Mm-hmm. The woman posted a photo of the item on Facebook group Mrs. Hinch Made Me Do It, whatever that is, asking, help please, why won't my charity shop accept these? It turns out the pattern isn't flowers as first thought, but actually cleverly designed penises. Do you want to have a look at this thing?
Let's whack it up there.
Okay, let's see what we've got here. There, isn't that fantastic?
One comment apparently read, who wouldn't want a cock pillow?
Who wouldn't want a cock pillow? Yeah. I want a cock pillow, Greener.
Mm.
Don't you want to rest your weary head on a big bag of dicks?
Yeah.
Of course, who wouldn't?
They can be purchased for £20 and is described as having a subtle floral penis pattern.
A subtle floral penis pattern. It's not particularly subtle, though. I mean, one of them has veins popping out of it. Look at that big one on the left.
Keep going.
Look at the big penis, Greeno.
Keep going.
You know, we thought Dutch Rudder was the height of gayness, but we've pushed well past that now.
Penis pillow.
Well past that. Yep. Dud ride, Greeno. The 70-year-old Rodney Pluckett, or is it Pluckett or Puckett?
Fuck it.
It's Puckett. Was taken into police custody in Eloy, Arizona on Monday when he was pulled over and officers discovered his 74-year-old wife, Linda Puckett, dead, naked, and strapped upside down in his SUV. Puckett, who was in his underwear at the time of being pulled over, told officers that his wife had died in a hotel in Texas when they were on a road trip to California. He moved her body into the vehicle, continuing toward their destination. Because you got tickets, Greener.
Mm.
You got dinner reservations.
That's it.
I mean, we're booked in to see Wade and fucking Newton here. I'm not throwing away those bad boys. You know how hard it was to get a ticket to see Celine fucking Dion in LA? Jesus Christ. Linda had filed for divorce earlier this year and issued a protective order from her husband. Authorities said her death is being investigated as suspicious, but it is unclear if her husband was directly involved. No, he didn't have anything to do with the killing.
No.
He just picked her up, put her in the SUV, and then carried on to California. Beep, beep. Hello, officer. Yeah. Is there a problem, officer?
Mm.
The cause of death has not been determined.
Those carpool lanes, man, are getting out of hand.
I know, right? Especially in L.A., I mean, you want somebody in a carpool lane, dead or alive.
You need half a dozen, if need be.
If anything.
Yeah.
If anything. A whole bus full of dead wives.
Yeah, straight in the bus lane.
Exactly. Vroom Vroom Vagina Greeno. I was flicking through the monthly Indian Thrush and Throttle magazine. Fantastic work there, BE. Yeah. Fantastic writing.
Great wordplay, sir.
Great wordplay. Over the weekend, and found an article, Greeno, about a woman in India who is recovering from 4 hours of surgery with 19 doctors after they had shockingly removed a motorbike handle from her uterus.
Did she want it removed?
Yeah, I think she did, because I did this story a couple of weeks ago on my show.
Yeah.
And it turned like, so I was making jokes about it. So I'm very weary the second time. I'm not going to make the same mistake again. I was making jokes about it, like, oh my God, you know, this and this is horrible, and, you know, sex kind of jokes.
Yeah.
And then right at the end of the story, it said her husband, forced this thing up her and then told her, if you tell anybody about this, I'll kill you. And then it was like, oh, well, that's a really sad way to end the show. Like,
what a sad way to go to an ad break.
Congratulations.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris McDonald. I want to take this opportunity to invite you to listen to our Mac Files broadcast every Monday through Friday night from 9:30 to 10:30, right here on Periscope, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We always have a wide variety of guests that talk about faith, make America great again, the nation, President Trump. We deal with a lot of law enforcement issues, a lot of immigration issues, and issues that are very relevant to the time that we live in. Friday nights, 11:30, the one and only James R. joins us for Pirate Radio, one of the liveliest shows late night that you'll ever have. And then Sunday nights, we have Pastor Ronnie Mitchum join us at 8:30 p.m. for our Sunday night faith chat. And be there. We're looking for you. Join us each week.
Welcome to The Starting Block. Follow on Twitter at The Starting Block. Drop the K at the end. Find the podcast on iTunes or on TAVshow.com.
Yeah, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Yep.
During the break, the boys from Fergo and Leak Freak got in touch.
Yep.
And the generous souls they are.
Yes.
Said, look, we appreciate the efforts of Don Camaro to try and open up some space at some time.
Yep.
But we don't want to take anything away from the people who might want Magic and Pence.
Really?
Magic
and Pence.
pants, pants, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
So at their request, and the generous souls they are, time for
Magicians.
Nice.
Don Camaro's lost his mind. Get ready for Don Camaro's Super Mega Sale Bonanza. Total liquidation of all magic and pet supplies. Ducks, box turtles, magic wands, and gorgeous barn assistance.
It's always a pleasure to have Don Camaro on board, and it's good to have him back on the show.
It is good to have him back.
Yeah.
All prices too low to mention. Only at Don Camaro's Magic Events. That's Don Camaro's Magic Events. See you there.
I do realise, though, in retrospect, playing an ad after just coming back from a 2.5 minute ad, probably not the smartest positioning.
It's a little like shitting in your audience's mouth and then asking them to swallow it.
We've just come back from a break. Let's go to a break.
Yeah. That's how much we disrespect our audience, by the way.
Well, there's six of them.
That's why there's six of them. Yeah. That's why there's six of them. Not only do we waste their time with an hour show about nothing, we also manage to squeeze in, 8 minutes of non-existent commercial breaks.
Yeah.
Plus people who don't even know that they're advertising on this show and make out like they're an integral part of the fucking organization. And then we wait until after a commercial break to play another commercial.
Another commercial break.
So, and then we sit there after the show every week and scratch our heads and go, I don't know why we're not more popular.
Why are people listening?
Why isn't anybody getting our message?
Yeah, I don't understand.
I'm a scat man.
Lynn's back. Lynn. Because you know why?
Why?
Mississippi State football.
Genuine American football.
She sent the countdown.
Yep.
We got dueling countdowns happening.
Do we really?
We got BE's countdown, and Lynn sent us the 100-day countdown.
100 days to what?
Till Mississippi State played their first game of football for the year.
Really?
There we go. So, put it in your calendars, kids.
Only 99 more sleeps.
99 more sleeps.
Until the first Mississippi football.
Genuine American football. Which also means the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Ah, yes.
Are not far away. Cocky's over here. Our show mascot.
Excellent.
And who else do we follow?
I thought the Hawaii, Tree Nuts.
The Ohio State Tree Nuts and the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors.
Greeno.
And who's Sinsoak's team?
Who cares? Fuck him.
Hey, we've just reached a peace accord with Sinsoak.
I know, I'm just trying to stoke the
Let's firing. Not fuck it up.
Let us know.
It will be good to
we'll
have
give you 5 points in the Unity rankings if your team wins the national comp. Yep. How about that?
Yeah. Now, that's that. And, I don't know if you saw this, Damo. A bit of sad news throughout the week.
Really? Sad news?
Greg Inglis. Put in a rehab for some mental health issues. And
rehab for mental health issues?
You know, in his defense, like, as an example.
Don't you go to rehab for drug issues, Greeno?
No, he went to rehab for mental health issues. Like, last week, I went out and bought a 6-pack and 2 shots of mental health issues.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Can I just say, for our American audience who don't know who Greg Inglis is, he was definitely like a top tier player for the last decade, right?
Excellent.
Like, that's a fair statement.
Yeah.
I think he's generally well liked, except at Origin time where New South Welshmen get really angry because he played for Queensland.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't think nobody really had an issue with him, right? It's not like a Billy Slater, for example, where you either love the guy or hate the guy.
Here's the irony, right? So Billy Slater, it's all about media spin and kind of, the way it's kind of put out there.
Sure.
Billy Slater. If you think about his off-field, why didn't people like him? Because he's a bit of a dick on the field, right?
Well,
bit of binger, bit seems a bit self-entitled.
Yeah, a bit cocky.
Bit cocky.
But I like that about him. Yeah. So I always liked Billy Slater.
So people despise Billy Slater for pretty much his entire career.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Inglis,
yep.
Charged with domestic violence.
Yeah. Yep.
Swept under the rug.
Yep.
But then, suddenly here you go, you're okay.
Because he didn't offend anybody on the field.
On the field. Busted for drink driving earlier this year. 15 times over the limit, gets a written character reference from the CEO of the NRL.
That's right.
But he's considered, what a great guy.
See, but let me bring this to, can we do a little bit of Damo story time?
Oh, yeah. It's been a while since
Damo story. I like stories about pinatas.
So funny you bring up the Greg Inglis thing. So I was at work this morning I finished about 4:30 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
And one of my bosses was in, former rep rugby player, right, a big guy, like big sports guy, knows his sport.
Yeah.
And there was a newspaper on the table and it was front page and it was the penthouse pet, apparently, that Greg Inglis was supposedly banging.
Yeah.
And like we were having a laugh at it. And I said, I don't care what these guys do. I don't care who they screw and I don't care how many rails they do on the weekend.
Yeah.
Like honestly, I wouldn't ban players for doing cocaine in nightclubs. I do not give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And for all the stuff that's going on in the world, for some reason, Greg Inglis's fucking love affair is on the front page of the Sydney paper. Like, the world is coming to an end. Oh, but we've got to worry about this fucking slut that Greg's supposedly banging. Like, who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Like, and it's like, what are you doing with your spare time, Greg? Oh, nothing much, you know, just doing cocaine and sleeping with penthouse pets. Oh, well, you poor bastard.
Yeah.
You poor man. Yeah. Somebody needs to help Greg Inglis, please. Like, who gives a fuck, man?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just pisses me off. And you know what pisses me off even more than all of that? These fucking sports journos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every single one of them, just about, the good ones anyway. The shitty ones are terrible writers. But the good ones, they fuck, if they're not writing shit about, like, outrage about what sports people are doing, they themselves are doing rails and getting fucking plastered every single night.
There was,
they're all raging alcoholics and they're all fucking hypocrites.
You had, what's his name? Paul Kent was spotted earlier this year completely off his head arguing with his wife after a day at the races.
Yeah.
Doing something, I think it was like pissing on a storefront window or something.
Of course.
Didn't see that in the paper.
Yeah, really. How about a write-up?
What about James Hooper, who was in court earlier this year? Didn't see much of that in a write-up. Who was somebody in the chat
mentioned the Love Machine, Greeno. Who was the Love Machine?
Gabriel Richards.
Gabriel Richards.
With Solomon Hamono.
Solomon Hamono.
There we go.
Stinky, was that Solomon Hamono? Was he Stinky Finger or was that John Hoppawattie?
That's not John Hoppawattie.
John Hoppawattie. Yeah. Okay.
Solomon Hamono is the guy who ended up becoming a boxer. Most known for leaving rugby league to go bang the Pleasure Machine.
The Pleasure Machine. Nah.
There we go. When we talk about sport, we still find a way to fuck it up.
Hey.
The coverage of this thing, though, they were saying that Greg has been struggling
He's struggling big time.
Struggling with his dealing with a post-footy career. He retired 3 weeks ago. And he was booked 3 times the legal limit earlier this year when he was still playing. But, you know, he's got to go to rehab because, you know, struggling.
This problem only just started.
Yeah,
just exactly. Started out of the blue.
Out of the blue.
Poor Greg. Hey.
Time for some court dates.
What do you got?
And look, if you're going to fuck up, fuck up early in a contract.
Yeah.
Tip of the hat to James Seguiara.
James Seguiara, he's back from the abyss. So, a bit of context to James. Wasn't he the one that was told you'll never play rugby league again because of, like, assault and battery of his then-girlfriend?
That's a different player.
Oh, okay. James. Sorry, mate.
Yeah, definitely not him. No, okay. He's the guy who... something's gone on with James Seguiara because no club would touch him, right?
Right.
So he's been playing... Something's going on in the background.
He was up at North Queensland, right?
Bulldogs. He went from Penrith and then went to Cronulla.
Right.
And he was with Cronulla playing reserve grade this year.
Okay.
He was the guy they signed after they got a cap breach.
But a pretty decent little player, wasn't he?
Very good player. Definitely a first grade player.
Okay.
Broncos signed him. Said, look, you know, Andrew McCullough's just gone down.
Yeah, because Brisbane is the pit where all of the...
They can cover up the stuff a lot better than the other clubs.
Well, you can get away with shit in Brisbane.
Of course you can.
You can get it because the Broncos run that fucking town. Yeah.
Which goes to show how much off the rails James Roberts is. Because he fucked up enough to have to leave. Quality. James Seguiara was done for drink driving 2 weeks into his contract. So, James, well done, son.
Well done. To be fair to James, though, I think there needs to be a difference. Like, a determination needs to be made, Greeno, because in other parts of Australia, that might be considered drink driving, but there is such a thing called Queensland drunk.
Yeah, it's different.
So if you're...
Different levels.
Yeah, if you're drunk in New South Wales, you're considered in Queensland to just be a little bit tipsy.
Yeah.
Like, it takes a lot to get drunk in Queensland, to be considered drunk. Like, if you get pulled over in Queensland and you're a Broncos player and they have to drag you out of the driver's seat of the car covered in your own vomit and urine, they're still like, all right, just give him his keys. Just send him home. He'll be all right.
That's it. He's not a Julian O'Neill level yet.
No, he's not Queensland drunk yet. Exactly. He's fine.
Actually, another court date today. I don't know if it counts as NRL court dates when it's a player's mother.
So a player, when they are doing reports about players.
Well, the only reason I'm going to raise it is because of what happened, right? So Payne Haas, who's selected to make his
Payne
New South
in
Wales,
the Haas.
Selected to make his New South Wales debut this year.
Actually,
tip of the hat to Freddie, right? Because he said, he goes, look, it's all about culture here at the Blues. Last year, he goes, unless you're focused on the jersey, I don't want any rat bags. I don't want people fucking around. Yeah. I'm not going to pick them. I'm not going to pick them.
Like the Swans, no dickhead policy.
No dickhead policy. Anyone you want to muck up, no chance.
You're not welcome here, mate.
This week, they selected Jack Whiten, who was suspended last year for assault, and Payne Haas, who spent the first 4 weeks of this year suspended by the Integrity Commission.
Well, you got to win.
Yep.
You got to win.
So
it's so funny, too, coming from Brad Fittler, who is known to, like, just deposit schooners like nobody's business. You
showed
know
up drunk and knocked on random
Queensland
hotel doors.
Drunk.
Yeah, definitely Queensland drunk. pisses a chook, harassing people in a hotel.
Exactly.
exactly.
Now, so Payne Haas, his mum today was in court.
Really?
And for facing charges of assaulting a truck driver at a Macca's car park.
As you do.
No shit. But she rocked up wearing a Blues scarf. And as she was walking into court, because the cameras were there to catch her, because they knew she was the footy player's mum, goes, up the Blues!
Up the Blues!
Up the Blues!
Can't you, Blues?
Can't you, Blues? We need Freddie to get her on board. Absolutely. The cheer squad.
Well done.
Let's wrap it up with a...
Ah! Is this the extended version? Or?
This is the extended version, I believe. Okay. Not the shortened version.
Not the shortened version.
But that's no... Aye, it's delicious. But that's no...
And the but that's not rugby league.
But that's not rugby league, goat. Now, to our new listeners, because we've got more than six in the chat at the moment, but that's not rugby league is a segment we do where random sports journos, TV presenters, radio presenters can't help but reference rugby league in a story that has nothing to do with rugby league.
Complete out of context references to rugby league. Actually, much like my references are going to be in the next week to Fergo and the League Freak.
100%.
Nothing to do with rugby league.
You're talking, hardcore American politics, and you'll find a way to sneak in a bit of Fergo.
You know, Mitch McConnell has a great hold on his members in the Senate right now. There was a lot of talk, Greeno, last year that it might be time for Mitch McConnell to go. But I think what you'll find here is he is controlling that Senate, much like Fergo and the League Freak controller podcast.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I want to see a bit of that action next week.
You see what I'm doing there?
But that's not rugby league. Now, this one, a bit of a sad tinge.
Mm.
This was, but that's not rugby league funeral edition. This is a tweet from Craig Norenbergs. He's normally quite good. He's a writer there for, I don't know, someone. And
Greeno, do you want a bit of funeral music?
No funeral music.
Sure?
This is but that's not rugby league.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a fucking funeral to me.
Right. It makes me sad. NFL legend Bart Starr died.
Okay.
And here's what made him great. And he posted a video. So this is his tweet. NFL legend Bart Starr died.
Yep.
Here's what made him great.
Okay.
Posted a video. There's a bit of Jack Whiten about him.
Oh, no. Yes.
No. Let poor Bart Starr die in peace. Hey, we got to wrap things up. We got plugs. Sin Soak's not happy because he's still drinking and we got to wrap up the show because you got to go to work.
Just watch the replay.
Replay.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Go listen to the Fergo and League Freak podcast instead.
That Fergo on the League Freak podcast.
Crack
Perfect.
Another can and listen to the back catalogue.
Best enjoyed whilst drunk, especially if you're an American, because you won't understand what the fuck they're talking about most of the time.
Exactly.
But by the end, it'll kind of make sense.
Mm.
Okay, plugs. Follow Greeno at the starting block. One word, drop the K at the end. Follow me at Boogie Bumper. I'll be back, Greeno. I've taken a couple of days off from the Daily Boogie. Had to get a couple of things done, so... Back tomorrow, 9 p.m. East Coast time, 6 p.m. West Coast time, 11 a.m. Australian time, 2 a.m. London time.
At what time in Botswana?
Good question.
We'll look that up for 2 weeks' time.
Yeah. My fans in Botswana, if you could get back to me, let us know.
Let us know how
English,
that works.
English, please.
Yeah.
Speak fucking English, for Christ's sake. So the Daily Boogie back tomorrow, 9 p.m. So you can check that out by following me at Boogie Bumper. Don't forget, follow our friends, Greeno, James R, at Real Person, PLTCS, the owner and CEO of TAVshow.com, Greeno, Chris Mack, at ChrisMC44, and the Common Discourse Boys, at TCDTweet, and Fergo on the League Freak.
Just go to iTunes, find out there, or I think it's Fergo and
Freak.
Well,
he's in the chat.
Libsyn.com, I believe.
At Fergo Freak Pod. Is in the chat right now.
Yeah.
So give him a wave, Fergo.
Give him a wave. Put up your whatever link you'd prefer.
I think he's going to be doing some periscoping soon.
Ah, excellent.
Fingers crossed.
You got in touch?
Got in touch, yeah.
Yeah.
Got in touch. So hopefully we get to see a bit of Fergo on the Freak action on the periscope.
Live,
Greeno.
Next level.
Yeah.
Next level.
Embrace the fuck-ups. All right. You're recording live.
Like I said, we're off next week, and we'll see you guys in a fortnight.
Okay. See you then.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth?
Aloha, James R. here. When I'm not in court defending the boys from the starting block against slander charges...
Alleged!
Yes. Alleged. I'm hosting Trust and Verify with Boogie Bumper every Sunday night at 1 a.m. on TAVshow.com. Join us and all your favorite broadcasters there.
TAVshow.com.
You're listening to The Starting Block on TAVshow.com.